Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the second volume of the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah, and we will begin Simin Kuf Tzadi Test today. Al mi mizamnin, aval mi ein mizamnin. Who is able to be included in the Zimun, and who is not? The Mechaber starts off and he tells us, Hashamush she'ochal kizayis mizamnin olav. This is a halacha that we've discussed already many times before. The waiter who is serving the people, so he is allowed to be counted towards the three, or towards the 10, in order to bench Bezimun. Now, Mishneh Berurah tells us, Sivkan Aleph, Sha'av Shalok Kova Atzmo B'Shulchan Imam, even though there are two people sitting down, and then you have a waiter, and the waiter is going back and forth between this table and other tables. So this waiter is not Koveya, so to say, to sit with them, and he's certainly not sitting down. Sholcha Ma'uban, he's eating on the run, he's standing up. V'gam Holech Uba B'em Tzachiloso, and he's moving back and forth when he's grabbing something to eat from their plates. So he's moving around. The Ein Lo Kaviya is Klalimom, and one would not certainly consider him having a set meal with them. Nevertheless, the halacha by a waiter is Afilu Hochi Mitzdarf. Even with all these negatives against the waiter, so to say, that he's not sitting down with them, he's not Koveya with them, his type of eating is called a kviyas. Shekivin shederach achilosa b'kach. This is the normal way a waiter in those days would eat. Zuhi kviyaso. This is considered a kviyas, and therefore he is able to be koveya with them and can count towards the zimun. As opposed to masha'en kein b'yishacher, another person who is not the waiter, who does the exact same thing. He takes a bite from them, moves about. That type of a person would not be able to be counting towards zimun. Dishu footnote number one brings down, is this halacha lemaisa nowadays? And he points out from the Kaf HaChaim, who says that nowadays, bizmanenu, sheshamish eino mitztarif, a waiter does not combine. He says that was during the days of the Talmud, when the shamish would take literally food off their plate, and he would really be functioning in a different fashion than the shamoshim, the waiters of today. He says nowadays, modern waiters, ein ochlim klalim amsubim. The waiter can't go to your table and your plate and take a piece of bread from your table. Everybody would tell him, what are you doing? And therefore, the waiters nowadays are different. Already in the days of the Kaf HaChaim, and certainly Allah has come and come. You go into a restaurant today, if the waiter took something from your plate, you'd get him fired. And therefore, the Kaf HaChaim says a waiter today would not be mitzdarif. And he adds further that it is totally on the minug of the place. If a place obviously doesn't mind that the waiter goes and takes something, so then he would be able to count. And this is the opinion as well of the Stechemet. However, Rabbi Sorako Fisher Zatzal brings down that he doesn't think there's such a distinction, and he says the waiters from the time of the Gemara, the waiters today, all have the same halacha. And indeed, he would allow the waiters today to be mitzdarif. That's their kviyas, the way they function. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kusi bizman hazeh, harehu ka'oved avodas elilim ve'ein mezamnin olav. The kusim were nowadays what we would call the Kuthites or the Samaritans. These were the people that came from a place called Kuta, and when Sancheriv was Mavalvo the Olam, when Sancheriv would go and conquer a country, he would displace the people and he'd move them into a new place. So he moved the people that he conquered from the place called Kuta and he moved them into the Shomron, into the Samaria area of Eretz Yisrael, and in this way they wouldn't rebel. And these people either converted out of fear of God, or out of fear of lions that God sent, or at least they felt that God sent these lions because they weren't worshipping the God of the land of Israel, and they were still worshipping their own gods from the land of Kuta. So therefore, there's an entire machlokas of the Gemara, what the status of the Kusim were. Were they Gere Emes, or were they Gere Arayos with an Aleph, not with an Ayin? And in any event, nowadays, the Mechaber tells us, Kusim Bizman Azeh, if there are any Kusim left, they would have the halachic status of being absolute idol worshiper, and one would not be allowed to include them in Zimun. Siv Gimel. Amo Aretz Gomor, Mizamin Olav Bizman Azeh. Nowadays, even a total Amo Aretz, a person who's totally ignorant of Jewish law, even though he doesn't know the laws, he would certainly be allowed to be included in Zimun if he ate with them. They would teach, obviously, how to bench Bizimun if he didn't know how, and certainly the Amo Aretz of nowadays is included in this din of Zimun. Now, Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains the Gemara in the times of the Gemara. Amrin and Dafilu Kora Vishana Velo Shimish Tamidei Chachamim. Somebody who knew a lot of Chumash Kora Vishana and he knew a lot of Mishnah. However, Velo Shimish Tamidei Chachamim. What does that mean? Dahainu, he didn't serve Tamidei Chachamim means Dahainu Lohavim Tami Hamishnayis Lahakshus Lafarik. That he knows all these Mishnayis, but he doesn't understand the distinctions between them, and he doesn't use one to question another. So such a person in the times of the Gemara, Ein Mizamin Olav, they didn't include him in Zimun, and therefore Velochein Kamar. Therefore, the contrast is nowadays, even though he certainly doesn't know Mikra Mishnah, like they did maybe in the times of the Gemara. Nevertheless, nowadays, Mizam no lo bizman hazeh, we do allow him to be included in Zimun. Why? Shema yupar shemehem, because if we were to separate ourselves from such people and say, no, we don't want to have anything to do with you, hayu gam heim parshin minatzibur legamri, they would also then separate from us, and that would be a terrible tragedy. They would be lost, essentially, to Yiddishkeit. However, if a person transgresses something that every Jewish person knows you're not allowed to do, for example, at least in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, most Jewish people living in a somewhat sheltered and ghettoized Jewish life, and he didn't read, even though he lived in a Jewish atmosphere, and he didn't read Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening. So about such a person, the Mishnah Berurah says, even such a person, you'd be allowed to include in Zimun. However, the Magen Avraham disagreed and says you couldn't include such a person in Zimun. The Bazeh, Kivan the Klai Yisrael Korim Kriya Shema, since everybody in Klai Yisrael reads Kriya Shema, Lo Chayshin L'Kilkulu B'Mashin Ifrosh Atzmeinu Miyachidim Shein Korim. Therefore, it's not going to cause a kilkul in Klai Yisrael if we separate ourselves from those rare individuals that didn't read Kriya Shema. And the Chayin Sas will come Achronim, and this is the Stam opinion of many of the Achronim as well. And certainly, certainly if somebody is a obviously wicked person and he does public desecrations of various mitzvos, the aim is on the love, one cannot include him in Zimun. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. Now, this is a very complex situation. The Chavetz Chaim adds to this in great detail in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Am Aretz Gomer. I'll only read selected parts along Bir Halacha, and he writes Laniyos Dati about five lines down into this Bir Halacha. He writes, "It's my humble opinion, the Leinyan Shar Dvarim Shebikdush in regards to all other things that require a minion, Kigon Leinyan Kriyas Torah. If you have to read the Torah, you need a minion. Siyas Kapayim Want a Duchy, need a minion. Ushvar Dvarim Shebikdush or Ditzarachasar and other things, for example, saying Kedusha, saying Kaddish, Baruchu, all the things that you require 10 men above the age of Bar Mitzvah in order to be able to say them. So then, Bivade Afilu Avra Kama Averus Seyavon. Even if the person is Nebuch, a person who does sins and he does them for his own personal lusts and desires." Kozman shelo nidu, unless the rabbis put this person into chayrim, nimne leminyan asari, can count towards a minion. Why? D'hachi mashma mistima se'machaber, because this is clear from that which the mechaber did not address this in Simen Nun Hei, and he allowed such a person to be included in a minion. Doesn't mention that they can't. Furthermore, he brings a raya from Ochon, the person who took from the booty of Yericho and ultimately was killed. He's described as choto Yisrael. The alpha bishachot, even though he sinned, Yisrael, who he's still called a Jew. Nevertheless, in regards to Zimun, we say that under certain situations, we do not allow the Amoritz to participate, the Avarian to participate in a Zimun. Why is that? Hatam, the Inyan Zimun, who shechiyuvu ba, ayideshe metchila, schabiyach nechila. The chiyuv of Zimun comes because you ate together. And as a result of eating together, you also have to bench together, you have to be together with this person. And this is not something that we desire. The rabbis didn't want us to associate with such people, and therefore, by Zimun, they were stricter. And this is why the Magen Avraham writes, Dim Hurasha Velver Ala Torah Befahes, if a person is an evil person, a wicked person, and he desecrates the Torah publicly, Bevadai Ein Nochol Neschaber Ito Lezamin. One shouldn't hang out with such a person, and therefore, don't be Mezamin with him. And furthermore, the Mishpura says, V'teda Delinyan Zimun Echmiru Habi Yoser. In regards to Zimun, the rabbis were stricter than they were in regards to a minion. As we already pointed out, you can count an Amo Aritz towards a minion when you need 10. However, Elinian Zimun, it says, Ein Mezamin Olav. The basic din in the times of the Mishnah, the Gemara, was that you couldn't include the Amo Aritz in Zimun. And therefore, Bivadai Elinian Zimun, Chomer Haber Yoser. We're actually stricter in including somebody in a Zimun than we are in a minion. And indeed, at the conclusion of this Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim writes that which is said, the Am Aretz Ein Mezamin Olav, that was only to include him in 3. But if you're looking to include him in the 10, you would be allowed to, even according to the Magen Avraham. And in the next Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Mezamin Olav Bizman Hazeh, the Chavetz Chaim reminds us that even though we may not include this person in the Zimun to make 3, if 3 of these such Amoratzim or Avaryanim are eating together, they still have an obligation to go and bench together. Or if they already ate with us and we have 3 people there, they certainly should bench with us. The fact that they may be Avrayanim doesn't give them the right to be over this Isser or this additional Isser as well of not benching Bezimun. Dear Shifuta number 2 has a reminder of a very famous discussion that we've already discussed in previous Halacha Shiurim here, or that have been discussed in many, many other places. And that's nowadays, how do we treat people that are not Shomer Torah Mitzvos? So he writes, Legabe tziruf anoshim she'enon shomer Torah mitzvos bizmanenu. Nowadays, if you're eating at a table with somebody who's not a shomer Torah mitzvos, can you count them towards Zimun? So he brings down some of the shelot tshuvas tzela chochma, more machmir opinion. She'im hayim chayim b'makom moshiyeh shomer Torah mitzvos, if they're living in Bnei Brak, if they're living in a place where the people are shomer Torah mitzvos, and therefore they know what a shomer Torah mitzvah is, and they've chosen not to. So he says, such a person is intentionally making himself hefker, and therefore ain mitzdarfin with such people luzimun, not shlosha and not asar. Shelos Shuvas Pnei Vavin brings down, Shekivin Shemachalon Shabbos Vehesya, since such people desecrate Shabbos publicly, it's up to us to make sure that we separate ourselves from them and we don't include them in Zimun. Brings down from the Debrezina, from the Bear Moshe. He writes, Shahaya Noe Kishiyesh Asor Rak Betziruf Mechal Shabbos, when there were 10 people present, but that included people that were Mechal Shabbos, he wouldn't say the shame of Hashem. He wouldn't say Nevarach Elokeinu, he would just say Nevarach Shochal Mishalo. However, the opinion of Shlomo Zalman and Reb Pinchas Scheinberg, Bozat Zal, they hold differently. They feel that these people, if they have the status of a Tinok Shenishba, in other words, they really don't know what's going on, they don't understand what it means to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, so they think it's just Chumras, they think it's just people, these are customs, but they really don't know, so then you could be Mezamin with them. So if you're sitting at the table with a Friar Yid, there's two of frum people, and there's one Friar Yid, they're friends at work, and he's not a bad person, he just wasn't raised in a yeshiva, he wasn't raised in a Jewish home, so you can't include such a person in Zimun and teach him about Zimun. However, let's say he knows how to speak Hebrew, you shouldn't let him lead the benching in that situation. He can answer, but he shouldn't lead the benching. He even starved to the Zimun, but don't let him be the one to bench. However, Scheinberg's Zatzal adds that it might be better in these situations not to serve bread and not to get involved in this entire discussion, even with a Tinok Shenishba. I would stress that this is a very specific discussion regarding benching Bezimun. In regards to treating such people with tremendous amount of respect as a fellow Yid, in terms of trying to be Makar with such people, in trying to make a Kiddush Hashem in front of such people, less man de Pollock, there's nobody that disagrees that one should go out of their way to try to be Makar with such people and to make a Kiddush Hashem. Tisha foot number 3 brings down that when we said that these Amaratzim or Avaryanim, they have to bench Zimun if there are 3 of them sitting together, that's assuming, of course, that they ate kosher food. If they didn't eat kosher food, as we pointed out previously, we don't make a bracha Rishona and we don't make a bracha Achrona. Now we go to Siv Dalet. The Mechaber says, Ovi kochavim ein mezamin olav. We don't allow a guy to be included in the Zimun. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, Hainu afilu niskavi levarech lelokei Yisrael. Even though the guy is a very nice individual, and he's going to bench to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to some other deity, Rachmona Litzlan. He's going to bench to Hashem. He's willing to follow along. He's a very nice guy. Nevertheless, you can't include him in the concept of Zimun. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim adds over here that this is based upon the Graz, and he says, Mikol Mokum, Lashon HaMechaber, Adai Megumgum. He says the words of the Mechaber are a little bit hard to understand, because the Gemara, Amar Pshita, the Gemara tells us that certainly you can't include such a person, and then it says that we're talking about a Ger Shemal Velotova. Why would it have a Havamina to think that a Goy could be included? It's talking about a Goy who is on his way to converting already. He has had the Mila, but he hasn't yet had the Tefila, and therefore, that is one case. And over here, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, that the language of the Mechaber is a little bit mixed up over here, because the Mechaber is going to imply that this is two cases. As he now continues, and he says, Afilu ger shemol v'lo toval emezamnu lav. And even when we're talking about a person who has started the conversion process, he's a guy who has undergone Mila, but he hasn't yet undergone the Tvila, so you can't include him as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains, V'kos man shelo toval, as long as the convert has not yet gone to the mikvah, kedin, in the halachically proper way, b'fnei basin shoshlosh, in front of a basin of 3 dayanim, kimavur b'yoredeya, simon reish samachet sivalef, as is brought down in the proper way to do a conversion in yoredeya, mikre lo toval. Such a person is not considered as having gone for tefillah, even though he may have dunked in the mikvah physically. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hei says you can't include him in Zimun. De'eino ger at shiyomo v'yitbo. Person is not considered a convert until he has undergone both the Mila and the Tvila. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Avol ger gomor, but certainly a perfectly righteous convert. Mezamnu lav, of course, can be included in the Zimun. And not only that, v'yochel uvarach b'yach samazot. He can be the one that leads the Zimun. He can say the benching and be motzi to the others. And he can even say v'lomar al shen chalta Lavosenu, you inherited us the land from our fathers. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav says he could be the one to lead the benching. And he can even be motzi all the other people, as I mentioned. And he can say, L'chalto Lavosenu, Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'fi shele Avram nitnu ha'aretz l'morosho, because Avram Avinu, who is Av Hamon Goyim, Avram Nikwa Av Hamon Goyim, he's the father of all the nations, so he's also this Goy's father in a general sense, and even though he's not Jewish born, he is, however, a son of Avram Avinu, and therefore it's okay for him to say, She'nchalta lavosenu. Dirshu foot number 5 brings down that this is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch of Siman Nun Gimel, that a person who is a convert is allowed to go up and daven as the Shliach Tzibur, and it's okay for him to say, Elokeinu ve'elokei avosenu. And he says that's because, again, Avram was Nikra Av Hamon Goyim, and Kivon Shalime the Kol Olam Emunas Hashem, since he taught the world about monotheism, so then even a ger can say these words, Elokeinu ve'elokei avosenu, or he can say in the benching, Al Shem Chalto Lavosenu. Sifhei. The Mechaber continues and he says, Onein, Rachmon al-Islan, a person who has tragically lost one of the Zion relatives, one of the 7 relatives that a person sits Shiva for, a parent, Rachmon al-Islan, mother, father, a child, Rachmon al-Islan, a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister or a spouse. So all of these people, until they're buried, the person who's mourning them has the status of being an onein. So on a weekday, when the onein is potter from all mitzvos, shu potter milavarech, so he obviously doesn't have to bench, so therefore he can't be included in mezamen alav. You can't include him, even though he's allowed to eat. He's not mechuyev to fast, he's allowed to eat. So he's sitting there and eating with the 2 other people, so you don't have a zimun, because he's not allowed to bench, so therefore he can't be included in the zimun. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches explains further, Pirish, Kozman, Shemes, and Mutulafonov. As long as he's involved in dealing with the mace hasn't yet been buried, as we've learned in Siman Ayin Aleph, you don't have any mitzvah sase to do, you don't daven, and you don't bench. Dishu foot number 6 brings down, we learned in Shulchan Aruch earlier, that if it's Shabbos, when Onen does have all the mitzvahs to do on Shabbos, so he's chayiv in brachos, he's chayiv in tefillah, so then you would also be able to include him in zimun, and he would in fact be obligated in benching and to be mezamin. The issue foot number 7 brings down that after the kfura has been done, so the person is now in his avelus, he's in the shiva, so vadai, Avil mitzdarf lebirchas hamazon, and Avil is included in birchas hamazon and included in the din of zimun. However, in Shelus Uchuvus for Elav Shlomo, he recommends that Avelim not sit together so they don't have an obligation to bench Bezimun. However, the Tzitz Eliezer, Zatzal the Great, or Eliezer Waldenberg, brings down that, in fact, you are allowed to be Mezamit in a base Avel Lechatchila. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes writes that we don't include an onein in zimun, and this is true even according to the opinion that says if an onein, either somebody else taking care of the mace for him, or he chooses to make brachos, he has the right to do so according to that opinion. Nevertheless, in regards to benching, kivin shu potter, since he's really not obligated over here in benching, ain't a mitzdarf, he can't be included in the zimun. He may personally have taken it upon himself that he's willing to bench, but he's not obligated to do so, so therefore he can't be included in zimun. And he says, look further what we've learned. Masha Kostav, Nele'el, B'simen, Ayin Aleph, Sivkot, Dalet, Mishnah Berurah, Le'inyun, Em Yesh, Chabura, Be'ir, HaMiyuchod, Lo'tzah, Semes, Umesaru, Lehem. What would be the halacha if a person is given over the mace to the Chevra Kedisha to take care of? So he really is not involved at all in the burial of the person any further. So in that situation, there are those that would say he is obligated to do all the mitzvos that are mitzvos aseh, which otherwise an onein would not be obligated in. Finally, we conclude with Sivkot and Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu b'di'evet im berach lahotzi la'achirim lo mahani. If this onein did in fact bench and other people listened to him, he had in mind to be motzi them, they had in mind to be yotze, they aren't. The kol shu ba'asmo potim and adover, because if you're exempted from something yourself, ein yochel lahotzi la'achirim, one can't be motzi somebody else. So while they may have heard every word of the benching from him, since he wasn't obligated to bench, they cannot be yotze with him. This is brought down in the name of the Prima Gadim, and this concludes today's shir.